Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
The weekend is over and it's Monday.
That's right. So normally Monday would be kind of a bummer, but since you're listening to this podcast and you're with us, we're going to make it great.
That's right. It's a great day and I hope someone has coffee.
Yes. Yeah. You definitely have yours.
And, I do. Of course.
And I'm still on the bottled water.
Oh, but Joshua.
We'll see. Oh, this is actually impressive.
Okay.
Yesterday I went out to eat and I actually, like, everyone was ordering water and I randomly decided I wanted a coffee.
What, did you take an Instagram?
So I didn't. I don't have any proof. There are people there who could vouch
for
me.
All right. They need to send in and me know.
So yeah. I did order a coffee. I will admit that I opened a lot of creamers and dumped it in there.
I'm sure you did. But you know, it's a good start.
It is.
Next time, a picture though.
Okay. I'll take a picture next time.
We'll post it on our website.
I thought you would be proud. And everyone was shocked. Yeah. You know, sometimes my wife will randomly get coffee. She's like looking at me like, who is this guy?
That's
right. So
yeah. Well, you can let her know. I'm working on you.
Okay. we're getting there.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's good news. So like weekend, were you busy?
It was pretty busy. So I tried to get a little bit of rest. And then this morning, you know, I think any time that I have to get up early, which seems like all the time now, I don't sleep that good if I get to bed late. Like if I get to bed early, that's fine. But if I go to bed late, I'm always, so like last night was one of those nights where I'm waking up literally like every hour or 2 hours looking at the clock and being
like. Oh, so you're like worried. Like I may not wake up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I get that kind of thing going. And then it was like turning into weird dreams. I've been like doing rewiring like home theater system. So part of my dream was like that I was a speaker making noise and am I going to hear my alarm? I don't even know.
We
shouldn't even go there. It's just craziness.
No, shouldn't. So like, okay, I know you have so much energy and you're always, are you like hyperactive? What's going on?
Yeah, I probably am.
Okay.
I mean, I think that as I've gotten older, I actually feel like I'm gone more lazy.
Oh, I've not noticed that in you at all.
People still say that I seem to have a lot of energy.
Yes.
I'm energetic. And I was always that way, but I probably was 10 times more squirrely as a child. I was in this alleged program at my school. And I had this great person leading. I was very just, you know, doing things crazy, lots of energy. We would do like a project and I wanted to build a telegraph in like the second grade. So I'm wiring up magnets and like plugging myself in. Like one time I made a safety belt that you plugged into the wall and they're like thinking, is that safe? And so that was great. And this, like some teachers could deal with that amazingly. Then I had this one who came in and the first activity for this group was going to be going bird watching. And I don't know if you've ever been bird watching, but bird watching is not really compatible with hyperactivity.
Yeah, and plugging yourself in.
Yes, and doing that. So it did not go that good.
I think
I was scaring the birds and she was not happy with
scaring the birds because
just making noise. Oh. I mean, I was always like I would always want to touch everything, make noises. If it could be, you know, like I was not the kind of person you take into a fine China shop.
That's just part of who you are.
Right.
Yeah. That's, I mean, really, that's why you can do what you do and everything. And I will admit that I'm noted a little bit for such shenanigans.
You are. I think you have more energy than I do. So, and that's saying something. So,
well, I just always say that that's a gift from God.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know exactly why sometimes that I can have the energy I do except for God.
Right.
And I'm so grateful for that. But, you know, sometimes when we are doing our stuff and so active that, you know, I don't know about you, but I can get so busy that I miss probably the moment and what God has for me. And so I've been really thinking about that lately and what do I need to stop doing so that I can pay more attention to God. And, you know, we've been kind of talking about Psalm 71, not kind of like we have been talking. I don't know. Sometimes
kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of talking is
that
versus.
Works.
Yeah. Okay. So, and in Psalm 71, it talks about in verses 14 and 15 about, that we can continue to hope. In fact, it starts with, the word, but
which you like.
I love that word because it just means there's something yeah, more.
Right.
And with the series on more, it says that we can keep our hope alive and talk about all that's going on because God is always at work, just
right,
day and night, and that we can bear witness to that. Like, you know, if we're on the stand, we can say, oh yeah, I know that God has been at work. And, you know, one of the things that sometimes I find myself doing is I just have to stop in all that crazy energy,
yeah,
which again, I know is from God, and say, what else is from God right now?
Right.
And, you know, when I walk into that room and we had a weekend with some friends and our family and everything, and I'm so aware of God in their life,
yeah,
and that God is at work. And or I don't know if, you know, as a pastor, I'm sure had the same experience of walking into a hospital room and not knowing exactly what to say. Have you?
Many times.
Yeah.
I think one time I left a business card and darted out.
No. No, it's yeah, hard because you know that a person is dealing with so much, and we don't know
right,
all of the story,
yeah,
but we know that we're there to bring comfort. And you know, I've gone into a hospital room, just, God, just show me where you're at and
yeah,
what I can say. And God has always shown up. And, you know, that person that just needs that word, and, you know, just even to say, you know, God is right here and God is at work. And you know, we're going to just ask for peace, because ultimately that's really what God is up to, is bringing, you know, that activity that comes into peace. Or, you know, long ago, I think I've shared with you that I worked in the OB department and was in delivery. Man, I'll tell you, you could just see the presence of God when
yeah,
that, you know, that baby would appear, and everyone, no matter where they were with God and how they felt about God, there's this moment when you just take a breath and know that God is there. And so our challenge this week is, or even just today, is to look for the places that God is at work, and to take a breath and stop and notice God.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.